Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Gaza's main hospital is undergoing an Israeli raid. Those who have fled the area describe days of heavy fighting, mass arrests, and forced marches. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has the details.
One man who lived with his parents and brothers just yards from Al-Shifa Hospital described the scene. He said he and his family were huddled together in the kitchen for days while gunfire and explosions echoed outside. Israeli troops then stormed his building and forced them and dozens of other residents to leave. He says the men were forced to strip to their underwear and four were detained. The rest were blindfolded and ordered to follow a tank south as more blasts thundered around them. The following morning, a plume of smoke could be seen rising in Gaza City near the hospital as the sound of aid airplanes could be heard approaching the area. The Israeli military says it has killed over 170 militants and detained 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital. I'm Karen Chamas.
Militant Islamist group Islamic State claimed responsibility for Friday's attack on a Moscow concert hall that left over 130 people dead. But there were indications that Russia was pursuing a Ukrainian link, despite emphatic denials from Ukrainian officials that Kyiv had anything to do with the attack. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris dismissed allegations made by the Kremlin that Kyiv was behind the attack.
There is no whatsoever any evidence, and in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Russian authorities say a dozen suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack, which also wounded 100 people. In Washington,